Welcome back to In Focus with David Coletto. I'm David Coletto. This is a short briefing on our latest Canadian politics poll conducted by my polling firm, Abacus Data. The poll was released today, and you can find all the details on our website. We survey 2,000 Canadians from March 25th to 30th in an online survey. The poll found that if an election were held today, the Liberals would win 38% of the vote, up 5 points from our last survey. The Conservatives would get 30%, the NDP 17%, the Greens 6%, and the Bloc Québécois is at 30% in Quebec, up a slight 3 points from our last survey. This is the largest lead for the Liberals in our tracking since mid-October 2020. Regionally, we continue to see a tight three-way race in British Columbia, wide leads for the Conservatives in the three Prairie provinces, a 16-point lead for the Liberals in Ontario, a 7-point lead for the Liberals over the BQ in Quebec, and a big, big Liberal lead, 25 points in Atlantic Canada. Looking at the leaders, Justin Trudeau enjoys a positive impression among 39% of Canadians, and 40% have a negative view for a net score of minus 1. Regionally, his net score is minus 3 in BC, minus 23 in Alberta, plus 5 in Ontario, plus 6 in Quebec, and an astonishing plus 22 in Atlantic Canada. Conservative leader Erin O'Toole finds only 19% with a positive view compared to 33% who view him negatively for a net score of minus 14, and the worst rating we have registered for Mr. O'Toole since we started tracking. His net score is minus 14 in BC, plus 8 in Alberta, minus 20 in Ontario, minus 16 in Quebec, and minus 25 in Atlantic Canada. Now, given the rise in Mr. O'Toole's negatives, we compared net impression scores by key groups today, with where his net impression was with these groups the month after he was elected Conservative leader. The most noteworthy swings have been in Ontario, where his net score went from minus 2 to minus 20, in BC, where it went from plus 1 to minus 16, and among those 45 and older, where he went from a net positive of plus 6 to a net negative of minus 16. Mr. O'Toole has also lost popularity among those who self-identify on the left, in the center, and even on the right, where we see a 14-point drop in his net favorability score. Now, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh continues to have the highest net favorable among the three major party leaders. 33% have a positive impression of Mr. Singh compared to 24% who have a negative view. His net scores are plus 17 in BC, plus 14 in Ontario. He's equal plus minus in Quebec and plus 16 in Atlantic Canada. Now, in this report, we also took a reading of how Canadians were feeling about the pandemic. And we find concern about the pandemic is growing again, even as vaccines arrive in larger quantities. 1 in 3 Canadians today say that over the past few days, they have become more worried about the pandemic. Now, that's up 9 points since early March, whereas only 17% say they are getting less worried. That's down 3 points. Regionally, we don't find much variation except in Atlantic Canada, where residents are less likely to report rising fear. There also isn't much variation by current party support. At least 30% of Liberal, Conservative, NDP, Green, and Bloc supporters say they are getting more worried about the pandemic over the past few days. So what does this all mean? Well, this is the first time in many months that we have the Liberals well ahead of the Conservatives. They've opened up their largest lead since October 2020 with critical advantages in Ontario and Quebec. Erin O'Toole continues to struggle to connect with Canadians as his negatives continue to rise. The Liberals are now the clear favorites. They have a sizable lead in the horse race. The desire for change remains much more muted than back in 2019, and none of the opposition parties are gaining any traction. Although the Liberals would likely win a majority if an election were held today, rising anxiety about the pandemic and a third wave would make calling a spring election somewhat risky and challenging for the Liberals to navigate. For the opposition party, there's little here to entice them to bring down the government over the federal budget, which means if the parties are basing decisions on the public mood, we may not see an election until later this year. You can get all the details on this poll and many others at our website, abacusdata.ca. And on Monday, I'm excited that I will share some new details on what you can expect from season 2 of In Focus. Thanks so much for listening. Please share this podcast. And if you like what you hear, wouldn't mind a nice rating. Have a great weekend.